Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to the Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to hear more about this wonderful music you just heard from Nicole Lawrence. Her husband is online with us today, Dan Lawrence, so we're going to talk more about it, well, about her music and the ministry on the second half of the show. But welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Power Connections with your host, Kevin Vaughn. We give God all the praise and the glory and honor. We hope you're having a great day today, but before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, we got to thank God because He is awesome. And His Son is a wonderful God. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit today. And we thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, for those listening all across the globe there, and for those who are listening via the social media, you can call in and listen to the program, too, if you get time to do that. 347-843-4559. That's 347-843-4559. 843-4559 is the call-in number. Hey, some people say, what is Power Connections? Hey, it's all about bringing people that have something to say and people that have the power to help you move forward in the things of God, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for those. These are people that are movers and shakers, people that are taking care of their families, taking care of their ministries. They're in business, they're working careers, they're in the military, you know, they're doing all kind of great things. So we thank God for those power connections. These are people who are movers and shakers for the Lord. So we thank God for you and thank God for them as well. So let's give a hand to you guys for even listening today. So thank you so much for your time today and being a part of it. Yeah. All right. Hey, guys, we're going to get right to it because our wonderful brother in the Lord, Brother Dan Lawrence, is with us today. He's pretty busy, so we don't want to keep you and him too long today. He's an anointed man of God, husband, dad, leader, and a veteran from the Navy, ladies and gentlemen. So we're excited about that. We're going to read his bio, though, before we get started here. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Lawrence is an ordained minister, healing evangelist, anointed seer, prophet. I love it. Prophet, a teacher advancing God's kingdom where miracles, signs, and wonders flow. As the anointed teacher, his easygoing and humorous teaching styles brings out the best of his students and, of course, all who listen to him as well. It is in his passion to see all believers fulfill the word of the Lord, Mark 16:15-18. Hey, Dan and Nicole, his wonderful wife, is founders of the Living in Glory Ministries based in Wichita, Kansas, ladies and gentlemen. They travel together ministering and seeing lives transform and healing. Revelation, prophetic, and salvation through God's word, his supernatural music, this supernatural music, excuse me, and the signs and miracles and wonders move people to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, put your hands together for Brother Dan Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, calling all the way from Kansas City, Wichita area. Brother Dan, welcome, man. Welcome to the network, bro.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much. So wonderful to be here.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Well, Brother Dan, you know, we're excited about you, man. We thank God for you and your family, and thank God for your time today. What we always do, Dan, is give you a chance, give people, our guests a chance to kind of do a little quick monologue. Anything you want to say to the folks out there before we get started, my friend? Any opening comments or anything you want to say?
Well,
let's get us started.
Yeah, first off, thank you very much for having me on the show. It's a real honor to be here and talk to everybody out there around the World Wide Web. And what you're doing, Kevin, is absolutely awesome. And I thank you for this opportunity.
Well, praise God. We thank you, Dan, for your time. And I tell you, as you know, Dan, we give God all the glory. This is his network, buddy.
Amen.
This is his network. Amen. Yeah, we thank you. So thank you, Father. We thank you for Brother Dan and his family. And thank you for the opportunity to be here. Well, Dan, you know, one thing, we talked about a little bit. We didn't really dive into it, but we know there's everything is on DEFCON 5, I call it. From the military level that, as far as men is concerned, you know, and we're talking about the mm-hmm. family too late. And when we talk about men, we're talking about the woman and the family. Okay. So when we just say men, we don't just exclusively talk about men. A lot of people think the network's about men only. No, it's about the entire family. So Dan, you know, we're on high alert here. We got to help our young men. We got to help our older men, senior men, you know, whatever we got to do there. But can you give us a little update on, from your perspective, what we need to do and what we're going to talk about tonight that will help our families, specifically through the man tonight? God bless you.
Well, thank you. My heart is always for men, because I think that a lot of times men are the missing link. Sometimes they're the missing link in church. Sometimes they're the missing link in the family. But I can tell you, as Nicole and I have gone around the world, we see more women in churches than we do men. And I always wondered why that was and what was going on. And then I started reading about one of my biblical heroes, King David. Mm-hmm. And, everybody knows in 1 Samuel 17, and starts in verse 32 about David and Goliath. And in verse 48, mm-hmm. it talks about David killing Goliath. Mm-hmm. And then if you start going through 1 and 2 Samuel, you'll see that in 1 Samuel 29 and verse 30, David's army destroys the Amalekites.
Yes, sir.
And in 2 Samuel, starting in verse 12, he defeats Abner. Then in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17, he defeats the Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go to 2 Samuel chapter 8, it talks about all the many military victories that David and his army had.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look in 2 Samuel chapter 10, again, when he defeated the Ammonites, the mm-hmm. Amplified Bible says in this chapter, play the man or be the man.
Mm.
So we, as men, Christian men, we have to be the man. We have to play the man. And here's why mm-hmm. I'm telling you guys this. It's because mm-hmm. when David was in constant battles, he always won. He always was victorious.
Yes.
Even when he was a shepherd and he wasn't even a warrior yet, you know, the Bible tells us that he killed a bear and he killed a lion.
Yeah.
And why was that? Because God was with him.
Yes.
When he killed the giant Goliath, because God was with him. When he went through all these victories, God was with him.
Mm-hmm.
So some people might say, well, I'm not at war. But, you know, men, women, families, whomever, you know, mm-hmm. we're all at war.
Yes,
we're not. We might not be at war with a shield and a sword all those kind of things, but man, we're in a spiritual war.
Yes, we are.
We got to be in a spiritual war for ourselves, our family, our wives, our church, our community, and our country. I mean, the list can go on and on. Everybody has different battles, but the man of the family, the man of the family, has to step up.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the man has to step up and start filling the gaps. He's got to be the watchman on the wall and fill that gap. So basically we'll say, well, what's my weapon? So it's very simple, and it's all throughout the Bible. Mm-hmm. Praise and worship and prayer. Two very powerful things separately they're powerful, but when you do them together or at the same time, it's even more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, man, we got to be standing in the gap where no one else wants to.
Right.
You know, where no one else wants to. In the community, we have to right some of the wrongs that's going on in this country today, either on a national level, in a county level, in your city level. We have to get involved. And you, I'm not saying you have to go anywhere and speak to anybody or anything, but, man, you can put that on your prayer list and lift that up to the glory of God.
Yes, yes.
And when you start asking for things, guess what? God's going to start answering those things. Because, see, men, whether we like it or not, we're the leader of the family.
That's correct.
And we need to rise up. You know, we need to stand in the gap on the wall for our family. Now, here's something that's interesting. You know, all my kids are grown and gone now. And when they were home and they were little and we were raising them, they were always getting covered with prayer and they were getting guided by mom and dad. But now that they're off on their own, off to college, out in the world doing whatever, man, we need to pray more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're out there making their own choices. And I don't care how godly you might have raised your kids or how godly we raised our kids. When they get to that age, they all have choices. They all have pressures. They all have influences. They're not a mom and dad sometimes. So that's the time that we really need to stand up for our children, is at those time in their lives. And, you know, the thing about it is it's a constant battle. It's not just a one-time battle, a one-time prayer.
It's
constantly in battle. And we need to learn to pray effectively. And we need to learn to pray with purpose and with passion.
Yes.
The word says you have not because you ask not. You know, and sometimes the reason for that is we might not be asking for the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we have to stay in it, you know. You gotta stay in that prayer because a one time prayer might not cut it. You know, the difference between a miracle, where we started out, give you a little background about Nicole and I. Right after we got saved, we were in deliverance ministry for 2 years.
Wow, praise God. Yeah.
And as a still a baby Christian, as I would call myself, you know, I was way in over my head. but I will tell you what, you know, God comes through. It's all about Him. It's not about me. Yes. It's all about Him
heart.
And what He's going to do.
That's right. You know your heart, Dad. Yeah. You know your heart, buddy.
So what happens is we're in deliverance ministry for 2 years, and God says, hey, I want to move you into healing ministry. And I said, I don't want to be in healing ministry. Because after 2 years, I was really, really trying to get into, I was really starting to understand deliverance. And, you know, we even teach a course on deliverance that the Lord gave to us. But we're teaching deliverance to, haven't taught it in a while, but we do teach deliverance as a ministry. And then God said, I want you to move into healing. And I said, we're moving to healing. I kind of like doing what I'm doing. He said, there's more to healing than just deliverance. Deliverance is healing, but there's so much more that you guys have to know and learn. And we did.
Okay.
We learned it. We were ordained by Charles and Francis Hunter, the Happy Hunters, who are no longer with us, who are up in heaven.
Right. Yes, sir.
And just wonderful people. They were the trailblazers for healing evangelists, and we really got into healing for a very long time, and we still are into healing. We just absolutely love to see people healed. And when we love to see people move on God's lives, it be a healing over time or an instant miracle, and it's just absolutely wonderful. So a one-time prayers might not cut it. You know, you might have to be constantly and consistently in prayer. And, I never considered myself a prayer kind of a guy. I was raised in a Catholic church, but I got saved in a Baptist church and, you know, water baptized, and then, you know, later I went on and became baptized in the Spirit. But now I've just kind of conditioned myself and learned how to pray all the time. Mm. You know, when I'm driving down the road, I don't turn on the radio. Yeah. I start praying to God.
Amen. Praise
you know, when I'm out cutting the grass, I'm praying to God.
Amen.
When I'm out doing whatever, I'm praying to God. Because I know that fervent and effective prayer is what's going to make things happen. And I don't even know what the word is. We're so enamored with God that He loves us so much that He'll heal us.
Amen.
You know, and that's just absolutely wonderful.
Now, the reason
I'm telling you, let me get back on point here. The reason that I'm telling you about King David and all these victories that he had, if you look in the 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1 to 27, In this particular time, David did not go into battle. He sent Joab, and David stayed behind.
Mm.
So what happened? When David came out of the battle, he sinned. He committed adultery and then conspired to have someone murdered, which would be Uriah the Hittite, who was Bathsheba's wife, who he had an affair with.
Mm-hmm.
He came out of the battle, and he sinned.
Mm.
And that's what happens a lot of time to men and women. They're in the battle, in the battle, they take a break, they come out. It's a little more uncomfortable out there sometimes than it is in the prayer closet. So guess what? Our mind starts wandering. Things start happening. We might commit sin. We might not commit sin. Many people don't, but some people do. And so that's what my appeal right now is to everybody who prays. And if you don't pray, learn how. If you don't know how, call me. I'll tell you. It's real simple. You know, prayer is not on your – prayer can be on your knees, but prayer is not – you know, the Bible says that God does not enjoy prayer out of rote memory. He wants you speaking to him, just like I'm speaking to you guys right now.
Amen.
Because rote memory is just something that you've conditioned yourself to do. Speak from your heart. Speak what you need. Speak what your family needs. Speak to God what you're praying for. Give him all the honor, all the glory, all the praise, all the credit. It works every single time. And so what we as men and we as a Christian community need to do, we need to pray. And, you know, there's all kinds of things. You know, we got warm weather coming up now, and I can tell you that there's all going to be all kinds of prayer conferences and prayer this and prayer that. If they have them in your area, you need to go.
Yeah.
Even if you don't, even if you just want to get into that atmosphere.
Yeah.
To kind of jumpstart your prayer life.
Yeah.
You know, that might happen. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of things that go on in this world today, and a lot of things are going on, and a lot of things are going on with families. You know, we have everything from kids going off to college, kids being, babies being born, deaths in our family, all these kind of things.
Yeah.
But we always hold it together with God.
Yeah.
You know, because guess what? And I'm going to steal a line from you, Kevin. He's our power connection.
Yeah, you go.
We got to have that power.
Yes, exactly.
We got to have that power. When we have that power, we can tap into that power. Man, we're unstoppable. We are really, really unstoppable.
You got that right.
So
Dan.
Really what, I'll give you a quick testimony of what happened.
Amen.
And I'll tell you a little bit about this other thing later on in the second half of the show. But my wife, Nicole, is getting ready to come out with her first CD with original songs.
Hallelujah.
And one day she woke up with laryngitis. So she went to the doctor. Doctor said, don't talk for 30 days.
30 days?
Okay. Yep, because she had some kind of a laryngitis, but they couldn't figure out what it was. So they said, rest your vocal cords. It could have been from too much singing or whatever. So she went back to the doctor, did another 30 days with no talking. Went back to the doctor. He said, I'm going to send you to an ear, nose, and throat specialist. Goes to this person. They put the old scope down her throat, and she has cysts on her vocal cords. And that is like the worst news a singer can get, because the only way that they can come off is they have to be operated on. So he said, okay, let's try another 30 days. So, you know, Nicole obeying the doctor. And but after the first doctor visit, I was in fervent prayer with God. I was just constantly praying to God. God, we need a miracle. God, you need to make something happen here. You know, we don't care what it is, but I want those cysts to go away. I'm asking you.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And I would command those cysts to go away in the name of Jesus.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right.
So
right.
We had to drive up after those 30 days. The ENT referred us to a different ENT up in Kansas City area. And we went up there, and he put the scope down her throat, and he said, okay. In the meantime, they were looking for the other photographs that the first guy took. They emailed them up finally, and he looked at those and looked at the picture that he had taken, and he said, why are you here? She said, well, I have these cysts. They're here, 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 and here. He said, they're not here anymore. They're gone completely. Just completely gone.
Woo!
You know, thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
and,
God. That's right.
Amen. Amen. And so, you know, what most medical people do is say, well, were you taking this? Were you taking that? Were you doing? They're looking for a justification that they have not been taught, or they have been taught in the medical world, but it's not available.
That's right.
And, you know, an opportunity to witness, but. He was so quick to get out of there, he just left.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love it.
But, you know, it's all, it was all about God, and it was all about that prayer.
Yeah, man, damn. Exactly.
When, when I got up in the morning to go to Kansas City, I said, okay, God, I'm going to start praying as I'm getting ready here. And he said this to me. He said, you don't have to. I got this. That's all he said. And then we drove up to Kansas City, and Nicole looked at me, and she said, you're not praying? I said, nope. That's all I said. Nope, I'm not praying.
Mm-hmm.
And then God provided the miracle. God provided this awesome, awesome miracle.
Praise
so, you
God,
know, it's all about the power connection. We have to tap into God.
Yeah.
We have to tap into the power source.
Yeah.
You
know,
it's just like it's just like if your car battery dies, you know, you don't look for a tiny little source to try to jumpstart it. You need X amount of amps. Well, I'm telling you what, God's got all the amps we need. Okay. And so it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference where you are, what your circumstances are, whatever's going on. Guess what? You can absolutely tap into God's power. And he wants you to tap into God's his power.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
His power. Absolutely. And all you are, if you think about it this way, if God is the power source, and say you're going to pray, you're going to lay hands on somebody and pray for them, you're the conduit between God and that person. That's all you are.
Absolutely.
You're that conduit.
Amen.
Now, one other thing I want to touch on real quick about healing is this, because
this
always becomes a situation. But it has to do with prayer. A lot of times people are praying for a healing for themselves or a loved one or a family member, a church member, whoever it may be.
Right.
And they're never seeing any results. You know, and say, man, I prayed for this person for months, and why, how come he's not being healed or whatever? One of the things that happened to us in a meeting one time many years ago was this gentleman, we were in a church, I believe it was in Oklahoma, might not have been, but it was in a church somewhere. And this guy, he came in, and he was like bent over. You know, at like a 45-degree angle looking at the ground.
Woo.
You know? And so during the service, Nicole was up there playing Healing Glory, and, man, the power of God just hit this guy. The power of God hit him, and he just started running around the church.
Come on now.
And I'm thinking, and that's the kind of stuff we see all the time. I mean, we love to see that because that we because you know what? This ministry is not about us. Not at all.
Amen.
This
Amen,
ministry
bro.
Is about God and serving him.
Yeah.
So
Absolutely.
Anyhow, so Crazy. This guy came up and gave a testimony, how great his back was feeling, blah, blah, blah. Comes in the next night for service, he's bent over again.
Yeah.
Third night, comes over, bent over. But every time the power of God hit him, he would get up and run around, but the next night he'd come in.
Ooh.
So I said, God, is this guy just playing a game? You know, what's going on?
Right.
And this is what
right.
God told me. I cannot manifest a physical healing completely in his body because he needs emotional healing. And what emotional healing basically is nothing more than forgiveness.
Okay.
You know,
in the
spectacle and this race that we're in called life.
Yes, sir.
You know, people say things, we say things back. It goes back and forth. Family members, friends, church members, pastors, whatever.
Yeah.
And guess what? You might be wronged, but I know what God told me, and God says it's not about them. It's not about you forgiving them. It's about you forgiving them for you.
Amen.
We have to learn to forgive people.
Yes,
and I'm telling
sir.
You to everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now, if you need a physical healing and you're not getting healed, you need to examine your heart and see who you need to forgive. And it's really simple to say. All you have to say is, Jesus, I forgive whoever it is, and I send blessings their way. And then when you get done with that, the hardest person to forgive sometimes is yourself.
Amen.
So say, Jesus, I forgive myself, and I send blessings my way. And you will see, you'll start seeing some radical, radical things happen in your life and healing for people if you can get that through to people. We have a very long, it's not very long, we have a 2.5 or 3 day course strictly on healing. This healing was put together, by some of the foremost people in the world who work on healing. We got the Catholic perspective, the charismatic perspective. We got the Pentecostal perspective from people who have been doing this for a very long time. And we offer that course to anybody who wants it. And, you know, we charge an astounding $10 per person, but it's so much information that we have to, you know, it's a lot to take it in. But what we guarantee is if you follow what's in those programs and in the teachings, you'll see results in your healing.
Powerful.
So prayer praise and worship, forgiveness. Yep. All those three things go hand in hand for the glory of God, for men to lead. You know, in some of those homes where we have single dads or single moms, it's your responsibility to lead and fill in those gaps and be that watchman or watch person on the wall.
That's right.
All for
That's
the
right.
glory of God.
Amen. I love it. I love it, Dan. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening all across the globe, you listen to the voice of Brother Dan Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, out of Wichita, Kansas, anointed man of God, husband, dad, leader, and a Navy veteran, ladies and gentlemen. We just thank God for him. You know, I've taken some good notes there to Dan. We got to talk about a little bit here, man. One thing I love about what you were saying earlier is the battle. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to read the word out of 2 Chronicles 20 and 15. And Dan already kind of hit on it, but this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours. That's the key, Dan, as you know. It's not ours, but God's.
Right.
And that's what we got to get right, man, as men. We got to know it's not our battle. We can win every time because the battle is not ours. It's his. And once I understood
Amen.
That a little bit more than I did before, I said, it's not even my battle. You can command stuff, healing in your family, forgiveness, covering your children, as you mentioned earlier, all that you can do by just mentioning the name of Jesus and believing it.
Amen.
And Dan, how important is belief? We also got to believe what we just prayed for. How important is belief?
Oh, absolutely. You know, God tells me all the time,
got to believe him.
I need three things from you.
Mm-hmm.
Faith, trust, and belief.
Yeah.
We got to have our faith in God. We have to trust his word and trust that what that word says is going to happen.
Yes,
and we have to believe. We have to believe.
Yes, sir.
You know, and faith and belief are actually two different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, faith is the spiritual things of the things unseen.
Mm-hmm.
Belief is when you actually see something happen, or you can call these things into existence in the name of God. You know, people say, well, I prayed for, we were at a church service one time in someplace
mm-hmm.
in Oklahoma, and
they
had an on-fire youth group there that was incredible. These kids were more on fire than their parents and the rest of the church, and that's a fact, okay?
Wow.
These kids were on fire for God. And I said, well, where's the youth minister? They said, well, she couldn't come in because she's not feeling well today. I said, call her on the phone.
Right.
They gave me the phone. I told her who I was. I said, I'm praying for you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and that's just one way we can pray. People pray over the phone. Another way is if, you know, you can just send the word. Look what Jesus did with the centurion servant.
Mm-hmm.
He just sent the word.
Exactly.
He didn't lay hands on him. He sent the word.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
that's
when you pray for something, if you're praying for something, say someone has pneumonia. We'll just take a common one like pneumonia. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. So, oh, God, I want the pneumonia to go away. No. I command that pneumonia to leave in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
You command it to go. You don't pray, okay, let it go. Okay, God, take care of it. No, that's not a prayer.
Right.
That prayer's
got
to be embedded in you, in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit.
Absolutely.
You know, with that tapped-in power from God.
Mm. Amen.
You're the conduit.
Absolutely. I love it, man. That's powerful. You know, I had a good friend of mine, Dan, years ago, told us when we had Bible study at our job. And one of the things he said, you know, God gave him a beautiful home, beautiful yard, loved to cut the yard, you know, with the lawnmower and everything. But he was having problems with his allergies, right? So he had to
right.
He stopped one day and said, Lord, I know you gave me this beautiful house and this grass, and I can't be out here to cut it. And he just basically got his Bible, man, and read some scripture and put the word up, said, Lord, I know you can heal me so I can enjoy this land that you gave me here. And, of course,
right.
he's been cutting grass ever since. But it's all about belief and believing God can do that.
Praise God. Praise God.
You got to ask God. You got to ask him. You got to believe.
You have not because you ask not.
That's right. You got to let him be God. You got to just let him
that's
do
right.
his thing, you know. That's the bottom
Amen.
Line. I love it.
Amen.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're on Power Connections with Dan Lawrence and Kevin Vaughn today. Dan is anointed man of God, husband, dad, leader, and a veteran of the Navy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the power. And we have another series where we call When Men Pray. And that's what you're talking about today. When men pray, things happen. I love it. And I was taking some notes, guys, out there. I don't know if you were or not, but Dan was talking some good stuff about seeking God, about praying when you know what to pray for. And also, too, Daniel, one thing you mentioned earlier is that I think men are out of place in some areas. For example, you talked about the battle. When King David wasn't in battle, you know, he basically got distracted. I'll just use that word right now. So
that's a good word.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's what's happening today. Men don't know, you know, where they're supposed to be. So they get distracted. And of course, we're out of, you know, out of different things happen, whether it's family or outside the family, whatever. So I think that's part of the frustration of men today, is that we don't know where we're supposed to be, but we're trying to find out in the wrong areas, so to speak. And we get a lot of distractions. So I don't know if you've seen that.
They could be in church.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But see, I think sometimes men are intimidated by church. And the reason for that is, if you have a person, say they were raised in a Christian home, but they fell away from God, and then they want to, you know, they feel that they have to go back to church. And, you know, I'm not saying this about all churches, but
right,
maybe not churches as a whole, but maybe people in the church, they're judging people. You know, we judge the homeless, we judge the rich, we judge the poor, we judge the this, the that.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I heard a guy say one time, it made me laugh, but he's so right. We have to learn to catch the fish before we clean it.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. We expect people to come in a three-piece suit.
Right.
Well, that's not everybody's atmosphere.
That's right.
And we got
some
people out there that are really struggling and are really seeking help. And, you know, they kind of come in and halfway through praise and worship, and they sit in the back, and, you know, there's no one there to greet them, and, you know, they don't know what's going on, and, you know, and, man, that hurts the church community as a whole, because I'm of the belief that I don't care who you are in church, I don't care your background, I don't care what your, you know, what your culture is or anything like that, if you come into
that
church
and
you believe in God and you give your heart to God, and you go through whatever training the church might give you or whatever it happens, guess what? Everybody is valuable to God, and everybody can give to God. And I think sometimes we miss the mark on that. And I think sometimes, you know, especially in smaller communities where where men, everybody knows everybody, and, you know, they might know that, oh, here comes, you know, here comes Joe whatever, and he, you know, he just got out of jail, you know, and he's embarrassed to be there or whatever, so... You know, we just have to learn to open up. We have to learn to open up as Christians to people, whether they're in church or not, you know.
Absolutely,
because, you know, the
man.
Church isn't inside those four walls. The church is outside the four walls.
Absolutely. You know, Dan, I was thinking about the ushers at church. They are so important. Ushers are so important at church.
Oh, yeah.
But just what you just said, because, ladies and gentlemen, the pastor can't do it all. The first lady can't do it all. They can't do it all. You know, even the deacons and a deaconess, they can't do all of that. So that's why the ushers are so important, where they have a discerning spirit. They know what to do, and then they kind of, you know, take care of what is needed. Because sometimes people just come in to pray. I've had people just come to the church and just wanted to pray. They didn't want to stay for service. They just needed prayer. And guess what? We didn't, you know, we didn't encourage them to stay if they didn't want to stay. So we just prayed with them, and maybe they needed some food or something like that, Dan. We just took care of that need. But that's all you need to
absolutely.
Do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they keep coming back. So,
and they do. And you know what? I want to put in a plug for a friend of mine, Pastor Dave Heidel, down in Louisville, Kentucky. This guy is the most awesome man of God I know. And I know a lot of awesome men of God. But as a pastor, he does food distribution every week.
Wow.
The city of Louisville has given him – gave him some homes, and, and he had one for battered women, one for homeless women, one for this, one for that, all done through private donations, all rebuilt, all made livable standards, and God, you know, the more he does, the more God gives him.
Amen.
And he's just when I see him on Facebook and what he's doing and what he's posting, man, I just sit there in awe and say,
hallelujah.
Wow.
Well, lovely, man.
Amen.
Amen. Both of us, all of us on sometime. That'd be great to have him on with us. He can call in too as well. And if he has time to do that, man, that'd be powerful. That is so awesome.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, you're listening to Dan Lawrence and Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections. We're talking about men when they pray, ladies and gentlemen. When they pray, when they believe, when they worship God, when they forgive, things happen. Ladies, it's all about faith, trust, and believing what Dan has mentioned tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, please know we have one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That's Ephesians 4 and 5, ladies and gentlemen. And please, we're just excited about you today. You know, Dan, one thing we will do before we close tonight, of course, later on, is pray for our men. But also, too, how can folks get in touch with you to learn more about your ministry and, of course, about Nicole's music as well?
Okay, well, our website is www.livinginglory.org.
Amen.
And you can go there, and you won't see too much me on there, but you'll see all about Nicole's music, how you can order it,
yeah.
everything that's there. You learn a lot more about Nicole than you do me, because when we
Amen.
Started this ministry many, many years ago, it was just, you know, Nicole, I would be the preaching, and Nicole would, and, you know, Nicole would help me pray for people. But then in 19,
yeah.
I believe it was, I don't even know what year it was, but the whole story is just absolutely phenomenal, and it's all God. And it's an awesome story and a testimony of what happens when you obey God, and then how
yes.
you can immediately plug into that power, that power source up there. So
Amen.
What happened
Amen.
Was we were living in Florida at the time,
yes,
and she came to me one day, and she said, I need to buy a set of keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that tone in your voice. Most men, you'll be able to understand this. When your wife gets that tone in her voice, you know not to argue. You know not to argue.
That's right. Don't even question it. Don't say nothing.
Don't even question it. So I said, okay. So we went out and got a set of keyboards. We brought them home.
Yep.
She put them under the bed. I thought, well, that's a weird place to learn how to play the keyboards, but okay, I'm not going to say nothing.
Exactly.
I'm just going to go with the flow here. And so so
that's
what happened
good.
Was they sat under there for a while, and then one day she pulled them out, and she's just, you know, kind of messing around with them, you know. She's never really had any kind of lessons in her life. She had an organ when she was a very small child.
Wow.
She said she used to bang on that and sing songs to God, but, you know,
exactly.
it wasn't real music. It was just kind of banging around. But anyhow,
yeah.
and then from that point back and forth, and we moved out to Colorado. I was working for a company. We got moved out to Colorado, and
right.
And she's looking for a certain sound on her keyboard, and she couldn't
mm-hmm.
find the sound.
Okay.
And then she just said, God, this is not the sound I want to give you, but it's the best I got.
Exactly.
So if you have something better, let me know. And so she started playing, and it was a completely
wow.
different sound that was on that
Woo!
Output.
Woo!
And it set on their heart.
Oh, I love it.
And immediately she thought of King David. Or David,
yeah.
the boy
yeah.
playing the harp for
yeah.
Saul.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
The phenomenal thing about this is that she hears notes in the spirit
mm-hmm.
and she copies them.
Amen.
That's what she
Praise
does.
God.
She copies them.
What a connection. That is.
And this has resulted
thing.
In, let me see, 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
I think she's up to 7 instrumental CDs.
Wow.
And the first one that she put out was called Healing Glory.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
we're doing Healing Glory.
Yep.
I was traveling back and forth between Colorado and Florida for the company I was working for. She said, bring this to this Hispanic church. So I went it to this Hispanic church, and the prayer team was in there meeting, and some of the board members were having a prayer meeting, and I went and just said to the secretary, can you just play this for them and tell me what you're thinking, you know, what they think? Now, most of these
mm-hmm.
people didn't speak English, so the secretary had to translate for me.
But
mm-hmm. some of the testimonies were just absolutely phenomenal. One guy said, I'm cured of a 20-year back and foot pain.
Praise God.
You know,
Praise
just for listening for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Another lady
yeah.
said, this is the sound that my husband is listening to in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're getting all these reports, and so we finally decided that we're going to put it out. And Healing Glory is played around the world in all kinds of different prayer rooms and churches, and we just get so many testimonies from people that buy it. You know, we had a lady in Texas who had a young son, and he was coughing all the time, and the doctors couldn't figure it out, and they were worried about cystic fibrosis because the family had a history of lung problems. And the doctor says, we don't know what to do. She bought Healing Glory, and she said within a day or two, he was healed.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely
healed.
About.
Thank you, Father.
You know?
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's that power connection that Nicole tapped into up in the heavenlies.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
And we had another testimony from a lady in Texas whose brother was going in for what they called routine brain surgery. I'm not exactly sure what that is. I don't know.
Exactly.
If you're going into my head, there's something not routine about.
You got that right, my friend.
But anyhow, they call it routine brain surgery, and that he would be okay, but he would have to learn to do certain things over, like feed himself or brush his teeth or whatever those things were. So she asked the doctor if she could play Healing Glory in the operating room, and he said no, but you can play it in the recovery room if you so desire.
Okay.
So they went to the surgery. The guy's out for a couple of days. Healing Glory's playing 24/7 in that room.
Yeah.
He's kind of waking up a little bit. The nurse comes in, sees him.
Yeah.
The nurse pulls back the blanket and sheet that were over the top of him. And
right.
He's completely covered in gold dust from the glory of God.
Woo! Come on, Dan.
That man walked out of the hospital two days later with absolutely no therapy.
Come on now. Praise him.
Yeah, that's what God does.
Yep. Amen. I love it.
So we have Healing Glory testimonies. We have the next CD she put out was called Revelation Glory. People are getting all kinds of revelation from heaven when they're playing this in their prayer time. A lot of people take these CDs. A lot of people that have sleep issues, they play Healing Glory in their bedroom at night very softly.
Guess what?
They wake up, no sleep problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Children with nightmares, gone after 24 hours. I mean, it's just miraculous what we hear. Just
Amen.
Absolutely amazing.
I love
so
it.
So Revelation Glory is right there.
That's powerful, man. Yeah, we talk about meditation time now in the Word, man. Meditation time and music. That's powerful. That is powerful.
Exactly.
Woo!
So one of the testimonies that my favorite is around Revelation Glory was from a guy here in Kansas who he would make like these chess sets, but the top pieces would be hand whittled, and he would paint them, you know, like they had a Confederate thing, and you know,
Pretty detailed.
All kinds of different ones. Yeah.
Really.
But they wouldn't sell. He had them in a bunch of stores in Kansas up in the Nebraska area. They wouldn't sell, and he brought Revelation Glory, and he said, and God told him, pull them all off the shelf and repaint them, right?
Okay.
Now, he was a one-man show at that time, and this testimony is from, like, maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
He repainted them all.
Right.
And guess what? Now he hires 20 or so people to help him put them out because they're flying off the shelf.
Are you serious,
he can't keep
man?
It up. I'm dead serious.
Glory,
business
glory.
Owners.
I love it.
Business owners love Revelation Glory.
Wow.
It's
love it.
It's crazy and incredible. But
it
it's just
awesome.
So meditative, and you can just sit there and reflect and talk to God. It is awesome.
Absolutely. It is awesome, Dan. You're absolutely right. He's an awesome God. We love him. He loves
us
so much.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite scriptures, Dan, is the fact that God just wants to be God and we be his people. That's really what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. He just wants
absolutely.
To be God. Just give him his props, right? And do what you got to do.
And you know,
that's
kind of an issue today. Just let God be God.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't try to be God. Let God be God.
No, exactly. We're not even there. That's the thing. We can't even do it.
That's right.
Sure.
That's right.
We thank God
so
for
the next
you. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Brother Dan. Go ahead.
So the next CD that Nicole put out was called Prophetic Glory.
Yeah.
And Prophetic Glory was basically done by God. Now, God's told Nicole what key to play it in. And basically, like I said, she's hearing the notes and this and that. And while she's been doing this, she also, and I'll talk about this a little bit later, she also has some other sounds that she created with the influence of the Holy Spirit. But Prophetic Glory was for people who want to prophesy, who want to learn how to prophesy. And we teach a course about basic prophetic because a lot of people are confused when it comes to what really is the prophetic.
Right.
And we have a really like a four-hour course that we teach, and it's just
Amen.
It's just a phenomenal so people can learn and understand better. But the other thing about prophetic glory is people that are into the prophetic arts, prophetic music, prophetic dance, prophetic paint, prophetic sculpturing, people are playing this during their classes that they're teaching or when they're painting in church or whatever, and they're just getting absolutely creative ideas on what to paint or what to do.
I love it.
It's just absolutely awesome.
That is awesome. I love it.
And another testimony that we got about prophetic glory, it has nothing to do with prophetic, it has a little bit to do. There's a young man up in northern Kansas. He had ADHD and a few other kind of those issues. And he's like, late 20s, early
30s. Yeah.
His mom was listening to prophetic glory in her house, and he said, hey, Mom, can I listen to that in my room?
Right.
So he listened to it in his room, and – The next day,
come on now,
and over the course of forever now, this young man has been completely changed by this music.
Praise
He's
God.
Now preaching on the streets up in northern Kansas.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
His ADHD is completely gone.
Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, all these wonderful things. He doesn't lose his temper anymore. His mom used to tell us he would lose his temper so bad he's had to put him in a car and drive him around.
Yeah. Right.
But he's like cool, calm, and collective, all from listening to Prophetic Glory. And I said, well, why do you think that Prophetic Glory healed him instead of Healing Glory?
Right.
And she said because he was given a prophetic word about 2 or 3 years ago that he would be he would be preaching on the streets.
Ah, and the enemy tried to trick him. Yeah, the enemy tried to stop him, man. You can't stop God. Amen, Dan. That's powerful, bro. That is powerful.
It is.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the voice of Dan Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. Brother in the Lord, anointed man of God, husband, dad, leader, and also a veteran from the Navy, ladies and gentlemen. Him and his wonderful wife we're talking about, her music, founders of Living Glory Ministries in Wichita, Kansas. Matter of fact, Dan, we're going to play, you guys sent me some samples, so we're going to play a sample of Prophetic Glory.
Go ahead.
If you don't mind, we'll come right back. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Power Connections. And for those who are online, if you want to have a comment or question for Dan as well, just hit star and one. I think it's star and one on your phone, and that'll put you in queue if you'd like to say something or comment for Dan tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Our special guest is Brother Dan Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have a question or comment for Dan tonight, just hit that star and one on your phone, and I'll put you in queue, and we'll take your call right after this song. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Nicole Lawrence's Prophetic Glory. This is a sample. It's about 2 minutes and a half here coming up. Hold on a minute. We'll be right back with you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Nicole Lawrence's sample of Prophetic Glory. Wow, that was powerful. Powerful, Dan. Just incredible. So we thank God for her music and listening to the Spirit of God. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give God a hand clap of praise for that music that Nicole is putting out. Thank you so much. And Dan, you got to give that website out because people can order the CDs, right? They can order the CDs to the website.
Yeah, sure can. It's www.livinginglory, that's all one word, .org.
Fantastic, man. Thank you so much for that, Dan. And we're going to be putting, matter of fact, Dan, I was just thinking, because, you know, hospitals are starting to use integrative medicine
and they're using music now, as you know, for this type of healing instead of opioids, and giving people medication. You know, isn't that powerful?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
It's very powerful.
I want to make sure one of our integrative medicine specialists gets this CD. Someone make sure they get a copy of this and let them check it out.
Okay.
I love it, man. That's powerful. Well, Dan, I love it. We're going to talk about your family a little bit, my friend. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are joining us, we're talking to Dan Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, anointed man of God, husband, leader, dad, and a veteran of the Navy. And we're so excited about, you know, one thing I always like to hear, Dan, is how you and Nicole met, man. How'd you meet your wonderful wife, man?
Well, we actually met in the Navy because she's a veteran, too.
Oh, really? Oh, good. I didn't know
yep.
that. That's wonderful. Congratulations. Yep. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yep.
We salute you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
It was an honor.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Amen. That's wonderful. Now, you guys been all over the world, too. I guess in the Navy, did you guys were over the world? Were you stationed a certain place? How'd that work out?
Well, actually, she got out of the Navy before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
So, then after that, we were stationed in Italy for like 4 years, and then
wow, how was that?
It's really
Dan?
Kind of funny. Well,
wow.
it was well, I'll put it to you this way: it was better than when we came back to the U.S. because when
gotcha.
We came back to the U.S., we really didn't like it because it was gangs and drugs and drive-by shootings and all this kind of stuff. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
the crazy way that the Lord works. I mean. You know, I was raised in a Catholic home, and I left the Catholic Church at about 15 years old, and I never looked back. And
right.
I hadn't been to church since then, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
one day when we got back to Florida, we had two children. We had two at the time, Austin and Heather, and they were really young. And we just didn't like America because, you know, we were used to strolling around the piazza in Italy at 10 o'clock at night without a care in the world, and now we're locking doors and windows.
Right.
So it's a Saturday morning, and I'm tooling through the paper, and I looked up at my wife, and I said, because we had been talking about this most of the morning,
yeah.
I looked in the paper, and I said, maybe we need to go to church.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And she looked at me, and I looked at her, and I thought to myself, where did that come from? You know, that's
wow.
You know, I haven't been to a church in forever, but. So we looked, and you know how they have all the listings in the Saturday paper, you know, and we were in Florida at the time, and there's tons and tons and tons of churches in Florida. So I'm looking through the one I want to go to, and I find, hey, let's go to this one. It says, bring your lawn chair and your sunscreen. We're meeting outside. I said, that sounds like – that appeals to me. I love being outdoors.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but we didn't get to that one. We got up late, and so I said, well, look, here's another church. It's right down the street or whatever. Not right down the street, but a little further away from where we were.
Right.
And it was a Baptist church. And, you know, I'd never been in a Baptist church in my life, but we went, and people were wonderful. And we were sitting there listening to the pastor preach. And, you know, there's some things you never forget in your life, and this was one of them. He was preaching, what kind of crown are you going to give to Jesus?
Mm.
So I'm sitting there next to Nicole. We're holding hands. I got my eyes closed. And all of a sudden I see that I am in a room full of men.
Mm.
And I'm looking around. And they all had these beautiful ornate pillows with these beautiful ornate crowns. They're made out of gold and silver and bronze, and they're adorned with beautiful jewels.
Wow.
And I looked down, and what was on my little pillow was a wet paper towel. And then I heard the preacher say, if you want to give your life to Jesus, this is the time to do it.
Wow.
So I looked over at Nicole, and she's looking at me. We both have tears streaming down our face.
Yeah,
and we both mouthed, "You're crying," and then we both stood up and went to front and gave our life to Jesus.
Hallelujah! Amen, brother. Amen. I love
it.
You
know,
praise God. Yeah.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah. Amen, brother. That God prompted you and you moved, man. I love it. God put that spirit in you and said, "Go take care of business now." I love it. That's wonderful, man.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And your wife was with you. That's even double blessing right there, buddy. That's a double blessing.
Well, you know, we were saved, water baptized, and baptized in the spirit together.
I love it. Can't get any closer than that, buddy. I love it. That's wonderful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Dan Lawrence. We're having a great time in God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an anointed man of God. He teaches and preaches the word. He's a
awesome husband and dad, leader in the church and the community. And also, him and his wife are both Navy veterans as well, so we thank God for them. But, Dan, you know, I love it when we have a great time together. We just want to make sure people understand we're glorifying God. Father God, we give you praise and honor and glory right now. Amen. So, Dan, we want to give you the last few minutes, my friend. We want you to close us out any way you want, my friend, whatever you want to say to us. Always like to give the men some takeaways, what you want us to do next. And want you guys to visit that website as well, livinginglory.org, livinginglory.org for more information about the ministry. But also want you guys to get those CDs and just put them out there. You know, just share it with everybody you know and get back to the community and get somebody saved, ladies and gentlemen. Get somebody healed in the name of Jesus, because the music is ready for you. Back to you, Dan. I love it. Thank you, man.
Well, you know, here's some final thoughts for men, but for everybody.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have a prayer life, you need to develop one. And it doesn't have to be 20 hours a day, 24 hours a day. It has to be you get up in the morning and you say, thank you, God, I'm breathing.
Yeah.
Thank you, God, I'm alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I appreciate all you do for me. Just
Absolutely.
Simple little things like that. Because when you start appreciating God, he starts appreciating you.
Yes, he does.
The second thing I would recommend to anybody is get your favorite praise and worship music on.
Yeah.
Whether it be Nicole's Glory CDs or your favorite, your favorite Christian artists or your favorite Christian music at church, and just start praising and worshiping God on your own.
Yeah.
You know, because here's what happens when you praise and worship God,
mm-hmm.
you start coming up, and then he starts coming down halfway, so you meet
Come
in the middle.
Now. Yeah.
And then you're going to tap into that power.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
So those are the two key takeaways I want everyone to understand. Get a prayer
Absolutely.
Life, praise and worship God. And I just want to close this out in prayer if I can, Kev.
Absolutely. And, Absolutely, Brother Dan.
Yeah, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for Kevin, and I thank you for what he's doing on the talk radio show here. And I thank you that I've been able to be a guest here tonight. And Heavenly Father, I just lift up everybody who's listening right now. And I just send healing to your body, wherever you're at, whatever you're listening to, whatever you might be afflicted with. I command that to leave right now in the powerful name of Jesus. And I command healing into your body. And I command emotional healing into your mind. And I command healing for your family, whoever might need healing. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are and what you do for us and what you do for Christians and what you do for people as a whole, for those who know you and for those who don't know you. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can bless everybody with whoever we need to bless with. Everybody who can hear my voice, you're a blessing to someone. I don't
Amen.
Care who it is. You're a blessing to someone.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, I just say thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. Continue to love us, bless us, guide us, keep us strong, and keep us safe. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give God a hand clap of praise for that powerful, powerful prayer to the Lord. Thank you, Father. We love him. Amen. Well, Dan, you know, you're always welcome back, my friend. Can't wait to have you back. And anybody you want to have on, you can have a men's conference on this bad boy if you like sometime. Have a men's conference together.
Okay.
Men all the country called in. So this system will hold about 90 men on here through calls, but, of course, millions through the internet. But we can have at least 90 calls on here easy. So we can have a men's conference if you like, my friend, for those who want to call and just talk as the Lord lead y'all and have a good time. But this is your network too, my friend. And we're just excited
thank
about
you very much.
Being with it. Yeah, thank you so much. For
I'll try to get Nicole on here for you.
That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful.
All right.
Great. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connection with Dan Lawrence, anointed man of God, husband, dad, leader, and veteran. And guys, we're going to leave you tonight with one of Nicole's samples. We opened up with Healing Glory. We're going to close out with Healing Glory as well. So we thank God for her ministry, and we thank God for who she is. And know that we're praying for you, Brother Dan, you and your family. We're praying for you. We're fasting for you, man. We're excited for you. And we know God is going to show out every time that we praise his wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Kevin.
All right, Brother Dan, have a great rest of the evening, brother, and have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Blessings out. Bye-bye. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was Dan Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, on the network with us tonight, and we're closing out with Healing Glory. Dan, for those who may be just joining us, Dan Lawrence is an ordained minister, healing evangelist, anointed seer, prophet, and teacher, advancing God's kingdom where miracles, signs, and wonders flow. As an anointed teacher, he is easygoing and humorous style, brings out the best in his students and his people that come and listen to him. It is his passion to see all believers fulfill the word in Mark 16:15-18, ladies and gentlemen, and we're just excited about him. Also, Dan and Nicole are founders of Living Glory Ministries based in Wichita, Kansas. They travel together ministering and seeing lives transformed with healing, revelation, prophetic, and salvation through God's word. This supernatural music and signs and miracles and wonders. You can get those CDs, ladies and gentlemen, at livinginglory.org, livinginglory.org. I want you guys to put that on your social media, push that out for everybody to be a part of, and I want you guys to blow their websites up and order those CDs, give those away for those who need them, whether they're sleeping and working and having a good time in their life. They can listen to these beautiful sounds from the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God. Hey, this is your host, Kevin Vaughn. Our awesome guest tonight was Dan Lawrence out of Wichita, Kansas. This is Power Connections. We're going to leave you with the rest of the song, and God bless you. We'll see you next time on Power Connections. God bless you. Amen. All right, guys, we'll see you. God bless you. Hey, remember to always, always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And let's give God a hand clap of praise as we close this session out today. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for your time, and enjoy your family and enjoy your life. We'll see you now next time on Power Connections. God bless you now. Thank you so much again. Bye-bye. Praise you, Father.